following Shahrzad Parker, WRPR News. The Educational Opportunity Fund, also known as EOF, provides an opportunity for educationally and economically disadvantaged New Jersey residents to enroll in and graduate from college. Governor Christie has proposed a $3.6 million cut to the EOF budget, which will greatly impact EOF grants, staffing, and program services for next year. I spoke with Carolina Perez, my EOF advisor. What do you think will happen here at Ramapo if these cuts are approved?
Well, I think that we will see a lot of changes, especially particular to the EOF program. The summer program, which is at the foundation of the EOF program in general, will definitely be suffering. So instead of the 80 to 90 students that we usually admit, we'll probably see ourselves with admitting 30 or 40 students.
Is there any action that the EOF office has taken to get involved with the proposals Governor Christie has made?
We're definitely jumping on the bandwagon on efforts really organized by statewide EOF. As a campus on Ramapo, we are really just writing letters, writing emails. We had someone scheduled to go to a budget hearing, a student.
The college contributes approximately $500,000 to the EOF Scholarship Fund. The program brings in about 90 students a year. The advisors provide extensive academic support, and besides that, for most students, the EOF office and staff have become a second home and family. I also asked student Elisa Smith about her view of the current EOF program cuts. So, Elisa, what do you think is going to affect the students the most with the budget cuts?
Well, since there's less money, less students will get the opportunity to be a part of the program. And EOF has been such an important part of my college career, and I know I wouldn't have had the great experience or support that I've had without it.
The EOF program has helped many students to achieve their goals in life. If these budget cuts take place, the students at Ramapo will be greatly impacted and even more disappointed. I'm Shahrzad Parker, WRPR News.